E show. It's not the Terry show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night. Everyone who is listening to this podcast, this is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, Aquatic Man, the man with the plan, Mike on the mic. And that Uber driver who drove like crap last night. That Lyft driver who took the wrong way and deliberately extended the fare by far. And my personal favorite nickname of all times growing up, especially with me growing up as a child, especially as much as traumatizing it was, is Spongy. You know what? It sounds so weird that it's very embarrassing that I even share with you guys that nickname because it was given to me by family I do not know, you know, because I grew up in an orphanage growing up and I was raised in CPS custody. And when I become of age, then everyone's all like, hey, remember what I used to call you when you were little? And I'm like, no, I don't remember nothing. And they're like, oh, we used to call you Spongy because you had a big nose, like Kong. And it's just really weird. I'm like, all right, you know, can you please shut the hell up now? It's just really weird, right? And that's just the way I think about it, but, you know, whatever, you know, just... But my first topic today, I remember a couple weeks ago, I came up with this story about a guy in Florida. I'm going to play a clip for you, and you're going to just hear it for yourself, all right? And here we go.
Tonight, Michael Draca is in jail, charged with manslaughter. He's seen in this surveillance video last month shooting Marquise McLaughlin.
I just been in, I guess, a daze because that was my baby. So the day when I heard that he was getting charged, I guess I could start healing.
McLaughlin had gone inside a convenience store in Clearwater, Florida with one of his kids to buy snacks. Outside, Draca confronts McLaughlin's girlfriend, Brittany Jacobs, about parking in a handicap spot. McLaughlin leaves the store and shoves Draca to the ground, who then pulls a gun and shoots him.
He felt, after being slammed to the ground, the next thing was that he was going to be further attacked.
The shooting sparked protests and outrage over why Draca, who was white and had a legal concealed carry permit, wasn't charged in the death of an unarmed black man. The case renewed the fierce debate over Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law, which gives people in the state the right to protect themselves using deadly force.
I thought that the guy should have been arrested from day one.
Today, investigators said they had reviewed two prior incidents of improper exhibition of firearms by Draca. Since the shooting, he has not commented and is now being held on $100,000 bail. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC.
All right. So, I don't know if you were unable to hear, but there was this guy who shot his son in broad daylight. And I remember hearing about the story. And this is all like, you know, it was somewhat for a parking spot, right? But apparently this guy... You know, he felt threatened by the victim. He apparently got pushed on the floor, right? You heard everything yourself. You've probably seen the video on Facebook of this guy doing this. It's very shocking that it took prosecutors this long, a month after the shooting. He got shot. It was like, you know, it took him a month to start the process of even this to be considered as manslaughter. And it was just, when I came across this, I was mad as hell. You know, this guy, we don't know what the mental state of the woman, or the guy's state. Maybe they weren't handicapped. Maybe they were. There was always that benefit of the doubt. And this guy shot and killed this guy, this father, who went into a convenience store to get his son snacks. Guy took lethal, you know, I know in Florida it's state your own, you know, stand your ground, but still it's something, you know, I have a feeling, you know, this trial, if it goes and reaches trial, it's going to be, very, it's going to be on both sides. It's going to be ugly because I think it's going to be ugly because you got the family, the victims, which was a black man, and the other guy, you know, he was just doing with the law and what. But then again, I came across more, I did more research and looking into that Mike Dica guy. Apparently, he did this 3 other times to a woman going too slow in a cross, a school zone. Apparently, he flashed his gun out to this woman. Another one was a teenager driving. The guy freaking, they stopped at the teenager didn't want to drive through a yellow light. So this guy came up behind this Dica guy came up behind him and, you know, tapped his gun on the driver's side of the car, and the teenagers took off, you know. And there was one more incident, and that incident was actually on the highway. Apparently this Dekra was driving his truck down the US Route 90 in Plymouth County in November 13, 2013. A woman tried to turn on that route, and it was basically on the road, and she was coming onto oncoming traffic, and he started turning his brakes on, and he was very aggressive on the road, and then he pulled out, and he pulled up behind her, and it was more like a brake check, you know, giving the lady, they were giving each other brake checks. You know, he slammed on his brakes again, rear-ending him, and he felt very attacked, and he basically did the same thing about concealing his weapon. It just, like, honestly, this guy, what a aggressive background, like what I just read to you guys, he tried to do this multiple times, you know. Therefore, with all being said and done, I think they should definitely prosecute him because he has a history of disturbing the peace and this crime. And I personally think it's a good thing. I hope prosecutors get him. I'm all for this because the guy's in the wrong. Even though there's by law, you can stick your own ground and you stand your own ground, this guy has a history of it. I can see it, you know, it slide, you know, the government letting it slide for the first time, you know, letting it slide. He stayed his ground. He thought the assault was going to go further, and then he had to take lethal force and kill the guy. But this guy has a history of it. And this, remember that teenager that was driving at that didn't want to read the yellow light? He was an 18-year-old. So, like, you know, that kid is probably, like, not traumatized, but still, at that point in time, was probably traumatized seeing a guy knock on his window with a gun, right? Just, and, very shocking that this guy is even considered to be post on bail. Especially for, $100,000 bail. Like, that's crazy. And, like, you know, he could get bail and flee America and don't ever hear or see him again. Well, I think the United States Customs make it kind of hard if you have a pending investigation on you. They kind of do, they do their job. They look and see if you have any pending criminal civil court hearings that you're trying to leave. You know, they do a pretty good job. So, kudos for them, right? And to be completely honest, that is my whole segment that I'm going to do today. So I'm gonna keep track of what I say, and not what I say, but I'm gonna keep my tabs on the story because I'm really fascinated on how the story's gonna play out. But until next time, my friends, please take care, don't kill one another, and don't leave your kids in the damn hot car. Which brings my topic for tomorrow. This is the Mikey Show, and yeah, see you later. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, Mikey Show, yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.